16 past 8, we say good morning and welcome into Vic Vetters from WKTV. Vic, if you want to pull that microphone just a little bit closer, good morning to you.
There we go.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. You look and sound like an anchorman, and that's a compliment in every sense of the word.
In an earlier life.
Okay, yeah, so tell me about that, because you have, obviously, broadcast experience.
Yeah, actually, we were just talking about that before we came back from the commercial break. Started at Channel 3 in Syracuse years ago. First job was weather. And, you know, why hire a guy out of college that knows nothing about the weather? It's because I'll take, you know, $210 a week.
Exactly.
And that's what it was. So I had to learn the 50 states now, you know, where they located and things like that.
Wow. And you remember all those things?
To this day, well, some of them now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, we're here today, obviously, to talk about the lack of a retransmission consent agreement between WKTV and Time Warner. First of all, tell me about the areas that are affected, because obviously KTV is still on the air.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. WKTV is still on the air. More than 60,000 homes, maybe even more than 100,000 homes can certainly receive us, because our over-the-air signal is a huge area that's beyond the market that's in dispute.
Okay.
So we're seeing generally over the air from Canastota to Canajoharie,
okay,
and from, you know, Old Forge down to Oneonta, and sometimes beyond. So that's the general coverage area that was there from 60 years ago.
Okay. So talk to me about, since yesterday, what part of your coverage area has been affected in terms of area and in terms of population?
Eastern Oneida County,
okay,
which is the old Adelphia property, you know, if you remember on cable. Herkimer County, although that there's some issues there, it's not supposed to be seeing WKTV right now, and there's some part of the dispute here is why Time Warner hasn't taken it down, and Otsego County.
Okay.
So that's roughly about 70,000 cable subscribers.
Okay. It should be pointed out, too, that people can still, there are still options for watching KTV if you've been affected by this.
Sure. Certainly free and over the air, and that's with a digital antenna that you can do that. Or you can call Dish Network, and they now provide a service that they call local to local, and that's one of the things that was launched last July. And, you know, it's growing day by day with a number of people who do that. So those are the two alternatives.
Is that something you'd get in addition to your cable product, or is that something that would replace Time Warner?
Well, the satellite product. It would replace Time Warner. And it gives you other options as far as the quality of the picture, as far as the channels that they provide beyond this market. They sell packages pretty much just like Time Warner or any other carrier provides.
Okay. As far as negotiations go right now, you're in a regrouping phase.
Well, that's what Stephanie said.
Well, yeah. And what exactly does that mean? Because it seems to me that, you know, when there are advertisers and revenue involved, that people wouldn't want to sit around regrouping, that there would be a push to try to get things done. Are you regrouping, or where does it stand?
Well, I can't speak for what they're doing. You know, there's contact and communications going back and forth that took place yesterday. It seemed to go silent on Wednesday. We never heard back from them, and it just fell off the table.
Okay.
And that's what happened. One thing that Stephanie said that I need to clarify for you.
Okay.
She said that WKTV is getting compensation from Time Warner right now. That it is incorrect. Never has. That is what this argument is about. Other broadcast television stations in upstate New York may be getting money from Time Warner, but we may be the very last one.
You're not getting a cent from Time
Warner.
Zero.
And I dare anyone to show an agreement that says that.
Interesting.
Zero.
All right.
That's what the fight is about, and the argument
is about. Well, that's what I thought the fight was
about. The fair value of WKTV.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit, if we can, again, go to the, you know, to the advertisers and the fact that all of a sudden there's 70,000 fewer viewers than there were, you know, on Monday. When do they start to, you know, start to complain, and what's the plan there?
Well, the plan is there. Hang in there with us.
Okay.
I mean, we're still available in a total coverage area of 250,000 homes. We're still out there, and we're working to resolve this thing as quickly as possible. If we can get the signal on by noon today, that'd be great. You know, the question is whether we can do that. But we also have to be realistic and prepare that this may not happen today, and we're in there for a long fight. Anything that's worth a value, it's worth fighting for, and that's our situation right now.
No, you don't have to worry about staff cuts or anything like that if this isn't worked out.
You know,
this isn't going to turn into one of those things.
No, we've counseled our people here.
What have you said to your people? And I know that you really can't get into specifics, but in broad terms.
They've never been through anything like this, and Stephanie is correct when she says it is rare. From what I understand, less than 90 or less than 10% of the time This is what happens out there, you know, in disagreements between broadcast stations and giant cable companies. So it is rather rare. There are some unique portions of this that doesn't answer your question right now, but we could talk about it maybe later. But so what we told the folks is, you guys got to stay focused. You got to continue to do your job, which is to cover the news every day.
Sure.
And go out there and present it as if nothing has gone wrong. Obviously, now we've moved from being news reporters to newsmakers. So we're part of the story, and we're actually, you know, we believe right now we're the lead story in all of this, because there's so many people that are our viewers that have been disconnected, and they've been dropped, and now we're working to get it back together.
We're talking with Vic Fetters from WKTV. Does this affect your affiliation with NBC at all, the fact that now all of a sudden, you know, their shows are being seen by, say, 70,000 less viewers?
No. In fact, NBC is ticked off that an out-of-market NBC is being seen. Wilkes-Barre Scranton NBC is here. And that's part of the national side of this story that may be unique. And they are aware of this, and they are working to cease and desist that situation, because the network, NBC, grants rights to show its programming in certain market areas. And that agreement goes back 60 years with WKTV. And you can't just have another NBC affiliate come in here and take its place. So that there's part of the bigger issue here, but that's not the one necessarily the viewers are concerned about.
Well, you know, and when you talk about the viewers, you know, we can talk about the, you know, what's going on between you and Time Warner in the legal aspect of it. But from the viewer's perspective, what they want to know is, how does this affect me? How does this affect, you know, what I watch? And first of all, this isn't going to affect any NBC programming. You guys aren't going to obviously change any of the NBC shows that you carry.
No,
we're
still out there carrying NBC. The Today Show will be on the air, and NBC programming and football this weekend will still be there on Sunday night.
And I think it's important that people understand that the local product is not going to suffer either. As you said, you know, the staff has been told, focus. We have to continue to do what we do. Leave this part to us. You do your job. So for all intents and purposes, WKTV is as strong as it's ever been, and the local product is still there, and that won't change.
We're carrying it on, and you've got to do this. And, you know, it's being fought at the highest levels of our company, and there is a negotiator on the side for Time Warner.
Have you had an opportunity to speak to any viewers at all? Because you can go on the blogs, you can go online and pretty much tap into what people are feeling. Have you spoken to people specifically, or has anybody from KTV?
We get a lot of phone calls at the television station, as you might imagine. There's a lot of emails that are coming in. I'm at Panera's last night after a long day having dinner, and people are coming up to me and talking to me about it, you know, when they see me one-on-one. And I think all of our employees are getting that kind of contact. We have some guys on our staff that go back 35 years at KTV, and they're just as well-known as an on-air person.
Sure.
Because people have seen them cover these news stories, and they're getting daily feedback from people, too. And we're telling them, you know, this is a fight worth going through, because we're trying to find fair value. And when I say fair value, you have to look at the fact that this television station has invested millions of dollars every year to cover the local content. I mean, you can appreciate that working in radio.
Sure.
You've got to staff it. You have to go out and cover it. You have to go out and present it. You need equipment and everything. And for KTV, it's on a different scale, and it does cost millions of dollars a year to do this. And it's an investment in the community that is now unique. There isn't another local television station doing this, and we're the only one left. And under these circumstances, what we're saying to Time Warner is that we have value in this community that's separate and apart from a television channel that doesn't do local news.
Can you give me any idea roughly about how much Time Warner would pay, you know, a station similar in size and in market to KTV? How much money are we talking about here? Does Time Warner give them millions of dollars a year? Do they give them, you know, maybe $50,000 a year?
You know, that I don't know what they pay, like in larger markets. You know, that's beyond me. I wouldn't know what they would pay. I could speculate, but I wouldn't know that. But you know, if you wanted to go get a pizza from Oskan Eats today, how much does that cost?
$12.
$12, all right. If you go over to the Orchard tonight to go to the movie, how much does a ticket cost?
$8.
$8. You go to McDonald's today and get a burger, fries, and a Coke, how much does that cost?
$5.
Okay. I think what you're probably dealing with here is if you went to McDonald's and ordered a number one today, that would be close, maybe a little bit more than what a local television station in a market this size would receive per customer for the entire year.
Okay.
So you buy today, you go to McDonald's, order a number one today, and think about that. That's what KTV would cost me for the whole year. So to give you an idea, that's,
Why is it that WKTV is the only station that isn't being paid by Time Warner? Do you have any reason for that?
Well,
any idea why?
I think it falls on our shoulders because this deal has been extended and extended, and I'm apologizing to my corporate bosses at this moment. You know, perhaps we should have.
How long has this been going on for?
4 or 5 years.
Okay.
I mean, it was the original December of 2005. And we've granted extension after extension after extension, hoping that you know, we could come to terms. And finally, you know, the ownership said, you know, we've got to stand up and say this is something worth fighting for, and here's the deadline now.
It's Vic Vetters from WKTV. Be nice to get this deal done before Christmas.
It would be nice.
To be able to enjoy
Christmas. Present
Christmas.
To certainly the people in this community. You know, if you're – I get up and I'm looking at news from Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And, you know, the forecast for Lock Haven or what the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania did today. And it's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's an insult to the people of this community to think that an NBC station out of Wilkes-Barre, Scranton is a substitute for your local TV station. And honestly, if you were going to pick one, pick Southern California because I'd rather see warm weather. I mean, they could pick anywhere on any NBC that they've got in their footprint. Give me Honolulu.
There really probably isn't much less of a sexy market than Scranton Wilkes-Barre, I think.
Well, you know, it makes Utica look pretty good. I spent 5 years there, so I know what I'm talking about. So.
All right. It's Vic Vetters from WKTV, and thank you for coming in today. Let's end it on a light note. You're I guess a quasi Bills fan, or maybe a closet Bills fan. We're all closet Bills fans.
Well, you have
to
be. But
I hate to say it, but
unfortunately, you're going to be staying in the closet for the rest of this season.
I think so.
Maybe next year.
I think so. But they are a much better team than their record indicates.
They are.
Unfortunately,
you know,
the record
3-10
is what they
ain't
go
fair.
By. No, it isn't.
Know, but unfortunately, getting close doesn't work in this game. You know, hopefully they'll stay in Buffalo because that town sure deserves a football team.
That's the biggest fear right there, and they certainly do for the ravenous fans that have put up with the highs and lows and the weather. You know, for the last since 1961. Buffalo, if anybody deserves a football team, they do.
You ever tailgated out there?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
It is.
That's a good time in Buffalo.
I got to tell you, usually the only games I go to are the Buffalo-Miami games.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's wild.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I think I'd rather, you know, run through the streets of Iraq than wear a Dolphins jersey through a tailgate party at Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Yeah, you're right.
Incredible.
Man.
They have no mercy at all. Yeah. Vic Vetters, thank you very much for coming in today, and you keep us posted?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Definitely. Thanks
thank
a lot,
you
Mike.
So much.
Yeah.
Good luck.